702 and Cape Talk.
Book of the Week.
It is Thursday, and on Thursdays on the Midday Report, we speak to the author of a local non-fiction book. And today's book is called The Presidents, From Mandela to Ramaphosa, Leadership in the Age of Crisis. It's by two authors. It's by Richard Calland and Mabel Sithole. And how the book started, according to what the book says, is in 2018, the HSRC approached Richard Calland to write a chapter for the next volume of State of the Nation. And it was intended to coincide with the 25th anniversary of our democracy. And he went to Mabel Nedelhoff-Sithole, and they sat down and they started thinking about the chapter. And there was a moment when they looked across the table at each other and they both had the same thought. This is a book, isn't it? And that's how the book came about. And it really is such an interesting assessment of the various presidents in South Africa, from Mandela's Rainbow Nation to Mbeki's strong stance on economic policy to Zuma and the state capture years as well, and now to Ramaphosa and his indecisiveness. So a great pleasure to welcome one of the authors, Mabel Sithole, to the Midday Report today. Mabel, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Manny. I'm really privileged and honored to be able to talk about the book with you today.
So, Mabel, I have a pile of questions for you. There's so much to talk about in this book, and unfortunately, the format of the show is not going to allow me to get through all of them. But I think let's start with a general view of why you and Richard decided to turn this from one paragraph or one chapter into an entire book.
Thank you. I think that the real reason behind that is that we recognize that the challenges facing South Africa, countries in the region, other nations across the world, is a challenge of leadership, and that our leadership are faced with a volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous terrain of challenges that require a time to step back and actually say what is wrong. And what is wrong are the structural challenges embedded in a historical legacy of corruption, of injustice, of oppression, and really trying to say what needs to happen to interrogate and provide solutions that are sustainable for those challenges. And earlier, I heard the comments about how to address the energy crisis in South Africa. But really, what the current administration is confronted with is a problem that started many years ago. And policy analysts, including Anthony Butler and others, were already raising red flags as long as 12 years ago to say that we are confronted with an energy crisis. The challenges may not be as apparent now, but they will be very soon.
And one of the key things you look at, Mabel, is that this idea of crisis. You ask the question, are we in an age of crisis? How do you define what a crisis is? Have we always been in crisis? And how has each president served on their own terms under these circumstances?
Yes. We actually argue that we are in a permanent state of crisis. And this is the ultimate test for leaders, to be able to distinguish what they can actually do by casting a strategic vision that says this is what we're able to do within our terms, within our policies, thinking ahead instead of only looking to what went wrong, but really discussing and interrogating what is wrong. And from there, also realizing that one needs to have a team that is capable to implement that vision. And often the biggest critique actually about policy is that it's not implemented. Often we think we need a new policy, we need a new directive, we need a new white paper to address a particular challenge. But actually what the biggest challenge is at the moment is implementation. How do we implement what is enshrined already in the Constitution of South Africa that is really progressive? How do we implement the policies in an inclusive and equitable way that address access to energy or electricity, access to water and sanitation, access to housing, that address how we strengthen our institutions, how we ensure that public servants are accountable, that they are qualified, that they are committed to transforming our societies. And to your question about the presidents, from President Mandela to President Ramaphosa, each of them, of course, had unique challenges and situations that they had to navigate. President Mandela, of course, we remember for stewarding and steering the transition of South Africa from apartheid to a new democratic era. And within that, striking the deal making and the consensus building that was needed to have buy-in in order to support that transition and reduce the amount of bloodshed that the country was experiencing at that time. President Mbeki was, you know, addressing the idea of the two nations and the inequality, economic and social inequality in the nation, which was not new. I think President Mandela also was confronted with this, but it became even more apparent with the transition from the RDP to the GEAR macroeconomic growth policies that were adopted by the ANC. But I think the greatest downfall of President Mbeki was firstly not recognizing the temperature within the ANC around his leadership decision-making, around his style of leadership in particular, and the various constituencies that he needed to hold together, which is something that President Mandela was particularly skilled in doing. And the second was, of course, the temperature on the ground in terms of the crisis around HIV/AIDS and the devastation this had on so many households, and what came across as an insensitivity to the realities that many people were confronted with, and the gravity of that crisis.
So maybe
it took the Treatment Action Campaign actually to address that.
So if you look at the current sitting president, of course, you speak through different versions of Matamela. One of the criticisms leveled at Ramaphosa is that his character appears to be so at odds with the resolute and courageous leadership that he demonstrated in the 1980s. We know that he's so consultative now and he's unable to reach a decision. Why is Ramaphosa more cautious now? Rolf Meyer's got an answer for this in your book.
I think that Ramaphosa, moving from the activist revolutionary within trade unions, and of course, as an important negotiator in South African transition, to now being at the head of state, leading the ANC, leading the government of South Africa, he's confronted with a new situation in the sense that the ANC is not the party that it used to be then. And I think any leader in his position at this time would struggle to lead effectively because of the factions that have now played out publicly and in ways that we had never imagined the ANC would reach. And of course, the complexities around service delivery and how one addresses this whilst taking into account the state of our institutions, which are in desperate need of strengthening. It's a very difficult situation for him, because I think it will take a great amount of resolve and also strong will to draw a line in the sand and say what is acceptable, what is not, and how the party still needs to be a party for today. We can no longer rely on the legacy of the ANC. The ANC has to prove itself as a party for today that's ready to take on the challenges of today.
Well, Mabel, thank you so much. This book is so contemporaneous. It's so relevant now, having just come through the ANC's elective conference at NASREC. And it really does look to the future as well with its learnings from the past. So Mabel Sithole is the author along with Richard Calland. The book is called The Presidents, From Mandela to Ramaphosa, Leadership in the Age of Crisis.